This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wrapping things up here very quickly today. Sammy Leavitt not only has a Padre pregame show coming up in about a half an hour, but you can listen to Sam's podcast. It's called Inside San Diego Baseball. Sam will cover everything going on with the Padres. You can find it at 97.3thefansd.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you download that Odyssey app. It gives you the ability to listen to any segment of the Gwen and Chris program.
Yeah.
Whenever you'd like to listen to it.
And you got to follow the app, because then you get notifications when Mike Schilt's on with Bennett Woods, when a player's on with us for Fire Friday.
Joe Musgrove was on last Friday, if you missed that interview, and the pranking of Matt Scraby. You can find that on the Odyssey app.
Or I don't think it's ever going to be not scary to me.
97.3thefansd.com. Joe Musgrove.
I'll stop talking about it. But
funny guy.
I did think about it quite a bit over the weekend.
He gotcha, and we were very happy about that. Now he's got to get the Brewers tonight. Game one of the three-game series in Milwaukee with Joe Ross, former Padre, if I'm not mistaken, right-hander.
No, it's Tyson Ross's brother,
yes,
I believe.
And he never pitched for the Padres?
I think Tyson Ross pitched.
I thought Joe Ross also pitched for the Padres.
Let me see here.
It wouldn't be the first time that I'm mistaken, and as it turns out, it is first time I'm mistaken.
It's only been a National.
Yeah, National, and now a Brewer. So, not former Padre Joe Ross will pitch tonight for the Brew Crew. All right. He was drafted. Here we go. He was drafted by the Padres.
Oh, it was
Joe Ross.
Trey Turner.
He was an original draft choice of the Padres, so that's where
I gotta say some of these.
That's where I might have made an error.
I gotta say some of these fans are pretty on top of their trade memories, because we mentioned who did that person go to, and then it's like boom, we got the answer for you.
Yeah, they're ready over there in the chat. They don't miss very much. We get into a little NBA stuff. The Lakers. We'll open things up tomorrow night in New Orleans.
Ooh.
They'll take on the Pelicans. I wanted to talk about this with Tony, but we didn't have him very long today. The Lakers, if they win that game tomorrow night, the first play-in game, they would then get the 7th seed. And that means they would have to match up with their kryptonite, the Denver Nuggets, in the first round of the playoffs. What the Lakers really need to do is lose tomorrow night and then win the following game and get into the playoffs as an 8 seed. If they do that, they would then face the Oklahoma City Thunder, who don't have anywhere near the experience, as the defending champion Nuggets. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. I know the Lakers aren't going to try to throw the game tomorrow, but if they lose, it might not be the worst thing that happens. Just throwing that out there for Laker fans.
The NBA has made it too complicated. I'm sorry.
It's pretty complicated, but understand that the winner of the game tomorrow night between the Lakers and New Orleans is then the 7th seed. And they have to play Denver. Whereas whoever else qualifies will be the 8th seed. And would have to play Oklahoma City. So I'm trying to simplify it.
You shouldn't have to do that for a playoff scenario.
Well, it's a little more confusing. As a matter of fact, nobody less than LeBron James himself said that the play-in tournament is like whoever came up with that ought to be fired immediately.
What?
He said that.
They won it.
He said that 4 years ago. He's not talking about. Oh. No, that's the in-season tournament. This is the play-in tournament.
See? Confusing.
But without the play-in tournament, the Lakers would not have made the Western Conference Finals last year, and they would not be in the playoffs this year. So LeBron complaining, But it's all working out nicely for the Lake Show. Day off in the NBA tonight. The WNBA draft is this evening. Caitlin Clark will be the first pick. If you missed her appearance on Saturday Night Live.
Hilarious.
She was very funny.
Don't lie, Chris.
I'm giving her the credit of reading the cue cards that were very well written, reading them well. They were funny. I didn't think she was like, I don't think acting is in her future.
No, she's a basketball player.
She did a nice job, and it was a pretty funny bit. During the weekend update news segment,
I thought it was
Caitlin Clark.
They did like a thing where Michael Che. I don't watch much Saturday Night Live at all, but Michael Che did this thing where they went back in time and found all of him talking bad about the WNBA and women's basketball.
Yes,
and then they had Caitlin Clark sitting there. It was pretty good, I gotta say.
The fact that Michael Che, who's one of the anchors of the weekend update, even takes the time to make fun of the WNBA.
That's true.
At women's college basketball. Yep. Tells you just how far women's college basketball has come.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't have wasted their time with a women's college basketball joke 6 months ago.
No, that's a really good point.
So
he said 14.2 million people watched the national championship. That's 14.2 million people more than last year watched the national championship.
Like that. I don't think that's exactly how the joke went, but it was similar to that.
It was good. It was
anyway,
good.
Caitlin Clark got him back pretty good. And if you you want to see a funny bit, you can find that, I'm sure, anywhere. YouTube or whatnot. But Caitlin Clark will be the number one pick tonight, and I think people are going to be tuned in. People like care about the WNBA draft more than the NBA draft, or maybe even the NFL draft for that matter. When is the NFL draft, Scrape?
A couple weeks. We have a meeting on Wednesday.
10 days from now.
Yeah.
NFL draft. I'm going to start preparing minutes before the show starts.
My research that I was going pretty strong on there for a little bit has taken a little bit of a dip since the baseball season started, so I need to get back into that.
You're not paying attention to the NFL draft the way you were supposed to be.
Well, I'm paying attention. I'm just not doing my research right now.
We had some winners and losers over the weekend. Let's touch on that with today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. The more I read about Ipe, the more I realize that he did not gamble responsibly.
Not too responsible.
Maybe the most irresponsible gambling you can do. If you would like, or actually, Chris, we got to say this real quick because the Padres have made a signing. They have signed to a minor league deal, Donovan Solano.
Okay.
Infielder.
Former Giant.
Yeah.
I remember Donovan Solano.
Yes, he's going to report to Arizona. He is 36. He's played 820 games for five different teams, but he has been signed to a minor league deal. So we'll deal with that as it comes. Now, the bets that we made on Friday went like this. Lakers were 15-point favorites over the Memphis Grizzlies. Chris chose Memphis. Tony and I chose the Lakers, and the Lakers won the game 123, but they didn't win by enough. 120 on the Memphis side. Chris, you win. That was a weird way for me to explain that.
Really, really poorly done.
But you win. That's all that matters is that you win.
Okay.
Golden State, 4-point favorites over the Pelicans on Friday night. All of us chose the Pelicans. The Pelicans won the game outright, 114-109, so we win that bet. Phoenix Suns, -4.5 at Sacramento. Chris and Tony chose Phoenix. I chose Sacramento. And the Suns won the game, but they only won 108-107, so I win that one. And then UC Irvine, -1.5 on the run line at UCSD over the weekend. You chose the UCSD Tritons, Chris. Tony and I chose Irvine, and Irvine won big, 15-4.
Yes, but the Tritons won 2 out of 3 in the series.
Okay, very
good.
Nice.
Good for them.
Very nice.
Good job, Tritons.
Good job, Tritons.
Yeah.
You shut down that anteater, the bat on its nose. I got a few people said that was a great joke, Chris. Yamamoto, over, under 4.5 Ks.
There was a joke in there somewhere?
Remember when I said that I picked the anteater because it had a nose that looked like a bat? And Anyway.
No, I tried to forget that.
A lot of people, other people did too.
Okay.
Yamamoto over under 4.5 Ks on Friday night. We all went over, and he did go over, but he only went over by 1.5. He had 6, which means that the Padres did a good job against him.
All right.
Now, a reminder to stay tuned for the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show with Sam Levitt. It's next on 97.3 The Fan at 3:40. That will be taking the air. Now, here are some Caitlin Clark bets, Chris, that I found out there. And so their first game is going to be May 14th. I'm just assuming she's going to play for the Fever, who has the number one overall pick right now.
Yes, everybody not only assumes she's going to play for the Fever, she is going to play for them.
Yeah, yeah, she is going to play for them. They won't even let you bet on her anymore. Is she going to lead the Indiana Fever in scoring this year, Chris?
The whole year?
The whole year.
I have to check out the Fever's roster.
Well, I can tell you that minus 280 is the odds, or really? Odds on that right now.
So they're saying pretty good odds that she'll do it.
What about her first basket in the WNBA to be a made three-pointer?
Logo three.
I think that's a pretty good bet right there. She shoots a lot of threes.
Yeah, she does. It's going to take them a while to figure out how far out from the basket they have to guard her.
That's true. That's true. Will she average 22-plus points per game in the regular season?
Man, I don't think so. That's
a lot.
That's
going to be tough. That's gonna
They're going to be focused on, you know, keeping her down a little bit. 22's a lot.
Now, here are some other ones. Record 130-plus made threes in the regular season, minus 115. To record 3-plus triple-doubles, plus 210. I could see her doing a triple-double with... she's not the greatest rebounder, but she's in there a lot, so she could do it, right?
Triple-double. How many does she have to record?
Just three.
One? Three? No, I don't think she'll do that.
Okay.
Triple-doubles are tough. She gets a lot of assists, but... I don't think it's going to be 100% all about her. I mean,
no,
I think they're putting these bets together as if you're picturing her playing at Iowa. She's now going to be playing in the, you know, the WNBA with other players that are
best
really, really good on her team.
Yeah.
That are going to handle the ball. I mean, I don't think Indiana's just going to completely get out of her way.
Well, these are sucker bets.
I think so.
What about to record one made three in every game this season, every regular season game?
I think one
in every game.
How many games?
Like, I think they play like 35 or something.
I don't know. Steph Curry, does he even do that every game of the season? Pretty much.
Let me go look.
I don't know.
Let me go.
I'm going to actually bet against that as well.
You're going to bet against.
I'm going to say everything's a sucker bet.
It is kind of a sucker bet, I got to say, because there's going to be one game where she just misses. Steph Curry this year has had a three. And every game except for one, or that's playoffs. What am I doing? Never mind. It doesn't even matter. But Chris is just letting me dig my own grave over here.
What? Are you talking?
No, I'm still trying to. Okay, Steph Curry has had three games this year without a three, so she's not going to do every game.
I don't think she will either.
Last one. Do you think she'll score any, or score 50 or more points in any
no.
game this season? Okay, we're going to move on.
WNBA is a little better than people are thinking. The WNBA is really pretty, really good.
The Beef says, feels like this WNBA talk will go away immediately once the season starts. It's curious where she'll end up and how many people are actually going to watch the games. I will watch her first one and see how it goes. Chris, you in?
Yeah, I hope that this really is the kind of boost that women's basketball is looking for. We'll see. It's possible that it won't be. Maybe it, you know, is as hot as it's ever going to get in the last 3 weeks.
She's got a lot of pressure on her.
You know what? I hope that people watch some WNBA and realize that there's other players worth watching out there besides her.
Who?
All right, here we go. Padres Brewers tonight, 8.5 runs over under Scraby. Start off the week.
Padres have been scoring. I'm going to say over.
You're going to go over?
Yep.
They better win 9-0 because Joe Musgrove's pitching a shutout tonight. I feel good about no Joe.
So
I'll say under.
Okay.
I'll say under Musgrove, 5.5 strikeouts. Go over that by the third inning.
By the third
inning. Scraby?
I will go over.
Also going over. Here's a gimme. I like to throw a gimme in once in a while.
Okay.
Philadelphia, 1.5 runs over Colorado.
Where's the game?
It's on the moon. It doesn't matter where it is, but it's in Philadelphia, which makes the Rockies' odds even less.
Rockies didn't play so bad in Toronto over the weekend.
They lost 2 out of 3. They're 4-12. They're awful.
Okay.
You going to bet on them to actually win a game?
No. Gosh, no.
Taking Philadelphia.
Yes.
That's too much of a gimme. There's some bad teams in baseball. But one of the teams that is really bad, that is not playing bad right now, the Oakland A's are 7-8.
Yeah.
How is that even possible with the roster they have? A lot of credit goes so far to Mark Kotze?
I think so. And you know what? Those guys are probably like, hey, everybody thinks we're the laughing stock of baseball. We're going to do something about
it. I'm sure the Rockies feel the same way, but they're not able to do anything about it. I'm sure the White Sox feel the same way. They're not able to do anything about it. The A's are doing something about it. They're winning some ball games. They're getting some really good pitching.
Yeah.
The LA Kings, 1.5 goals over Minnesota tonight at the Crypto.com Center. A little hockey.
Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota here.
What do you
plus
think?
Plus the goal and a half.
I'm going to take the Kings.
Going to go
what
the
do you
Kings.
Think? Are we done with the bets?
Yeah, there's only 4 bets tonight.
All right.
There's not a lot of games out there.
What do you think of the Phoenix Coyotes moving to Salt Lake City?
Well, good for them just to get to a city that actually knows they're going to exist.
And want them.
You know, I mean, Arizona, Phoenix just did not work out for that franchise. So, you know, I say good. I can't believe the NHL season is still going. I mean, when does it end?
How many games do they have left?
Unbelievable.
Well, I guess they do have to spread it out a little bit more.
Why?
Because they're playing basketball level of number of games, but they're on skates beating each other up every night.
Well, most teams have 1 or 2 games remaining, so the NHL should be closing down shop soon. Get us into the playoffs where it gets very, very exciting. All right, a little bit more on Donovan Solano. Just signed by the Padres to a minor league contract. We'll tell you about that and more. Get you ready for Sam Levitt's pregame show, which follows after a check of traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you love Mediterranean cuisine, like all of us, love it. Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Coronado and La Jolla. For dining and takeout options, visit SpirosCuisine.com. Also now at the ballpark. You can get Spiro's, that's right, right there at Petco Park. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Milwaukee getting set for tonight's broadcast. He and Jesse Agler have the call. Padres and Brewers. Padres have made a signing. Minor league contract for Donovan Solano, infielder. Played with the Miami Marlins first 4 years of his career. Had a brief stop with the Yankees. Then was out of the major leagues for a couple of years. Resurfaced in San Francisco with the Giants in 2019. The 2020 season, the shortened season, the COVID season, Donovan Solano won the Silver Slugger Award for second baseman, hit .326 that year. 1 more year with the Giants and 1 year with the Reds, last year with Minnesota. 10 years in the bigs, 36 years old, from Barranquilla, Colombia. Donovan Solano.
Thanks for that, Chris.
You're welcome. Tony, look, Padres gonna, you know, get as much as they can get. We'll see. Middle infield, maybe they need a little backup there.
I mean, listen, the pitcher hasn't really cleared up to understand this necessarily, the signing, but I'm sure in due time it will. Added depth is always a good thing. And so I don't know, does that mean Donovan Solano's headed here, or is he going to go to 3A in order to, get some ABs or whatnot? I don't know how it's going to work, but I find it hard to imagine that they were looking to change things up right now, the way seems things are trending.
Yeah, the way things are going right now, Padres are feeling pretty good about things. Jerkson Profar getting it done yesterday with the 3-run double in the 7th to beat the Dodgers and at least get back at Will Smith's comments over the weekend, which are on the minds of Padre fans, but maybe not so much on the mind of the Padres as they head into the final game of this series against the Brew Crew. A couple of other things, Tony Gwynn Jr. The Eagles today, Philadelphia Eagles, NFL news, extending wide receiver Devonta Smith through the 2028 season. He gets $51 million guaranteed. That's a good thing for him.
Yeah.
He's averaging 25 mil per season. There are only four other receivers in football that make that much money. Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, and Smith's teammate in Philadelphia, A.J. Brown. That's it. So the Eagles now have two.
That make that much money in terms of what?
Average season, $25 million per year. Yes.
Okay.
So a big deal for the former Heisman Trophy Award winner. Speaking of wide receivers, the news continues to be less than stellar for Kansas City Chiefs, Rashi Rice. He is now being sued for over $10 million in punitive damages by two people who say they were injured in the six-vehicle crash that Rice allegedly caused by speeding at over 100 miles an hour and racing with a former teammate of his, Teddy Knox. Andy Reid, for his part, said that he has talked to Rashi Rice, and he said that he wants to keep gathering information from the law enforcement people. Reid said, we'll see where everything goes from there. Let the process take place. In the meantime, though, Andy Reid says that Rashi Rice will be a part of Zoom calls and will be part of off-season team meetings. I don't think you should give up on the guy if you're Andy Reid. Leave him out in the cold. But at the same time, Andy Reid, he's been around a lot of unfortunate incidents in his own personal life, his brother to start.
His son.
And, was it his son?
His son, yeah.
I'm sorry,
son.
I thought it was his brother. Yeah, his son. So, you know, he says that Rashi Rice feels bad for what he did. You know, this whole situation really bothers me. Scraby knows. We talked about it on a couple of the days you weren't here, Tony. I just wish that these people would think, look before they leap, as the old saying goes. I mean, it's one thing to feel bad about causing a six-car pileup and injuring people. But if you would have thought about that before you started driving 100 miles an hour, the whole thing could have been avoided in the first place. So that's kind of where I'm at. I hope, you know, the people that were injured in this thing and were affected by this thing, I feel more for them than I'm more concerned about them than I am about what happens to Rashi Rice. I don't know if that's too mean, but
I'm tired of having
people.
This.
Why? I'm because tired of having people go past me at 120 miles an hour on the freeway with nothing happening.
I'm tired of it too, but you really?
What do you mean nothing happening? All this is happening.
He's talking clearly about other people on the freeways now that like pass everyone every day.
But that's kind of the point. And listen, I think everybody is in their right to feel like, yo, man, like that was stupid. Right? It was stupid. It was dangerous. And it ended up hurting people. The consequences of that is that he's going to lose a lot of his money. If not most of it. He's only been in the league a couple years. So I know he ain't really making it like that at this point. And so he's going to have to, everything he makes, if that suit ends up holding up, is going to be going to that at this present time. All of the fallout publicly, he's going to have to. These are part of the, this is part of the, you know, the issue, not the issue. This is the repercussions of your actions. You reap what you sow. Now, that being said, all of us have made dumb mistakes. And a lot of us have done dangerous things. We were just fortunate that nothing bad happened in those situations, or we would all be doing the same thing. So my point is that people, young people especially, make these dumb choices all the time. And that would not be life if they didn't. Because we all have. His are just, in 2024, magnified, and everybody is in on it. Whereas, you know, Chris, when you made your mistakes in the 1970s, early 80s.
Nice. I was about to say 20s.
I was perfect, actually.
70s, 80s. You know, there wasn't, you perhaps didn't endanger anybody. It didn't work out that way. And certainly nobody was looking at you or I, even myself in 2000 to 2003. Some of the silly, dangerous, dumb things I did, fortunately for me, didn't result in anybody getting hurt or myself getting in trouble or any of that. But I learned from those things, like, all right, you know what? Probably shouldn't be doing that. He didn't get that opportunity to learn quietly. He's going to learn publicly, and all this is going to be over his head like for the rest of his life.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I got one thing to leave you with, Tony, before you head into the booth. Or you're already in the booth. Before you head get into broadcast mode. The famous 85-year-old longtime voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling, has decided to retire.
Whoa.
Effective immediately.
Immediately? Mm.
Yes, according to the
club.
Did
that just come out?
Just came down about, within the last hour.
I gotta go find Jesse. See
if
he heard
this. Yeah, you better tell Jesse. 85-year-old Sterling joined the Yankees.
Did you hear that, Dave?
In 1989.
Oh, you heard that, but Dave knows. So Dave, I'm pretty sure Jesse knows at that point.
Jesse probably knows, too. My favorite, what's your all-time favorite John Sterling call? I gotta tell you what mine is. It's when he got hit by the foul ball. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do. There's a video of it. It's great. It's great.
I mean, I loved all of them. I mean, honestly, I used to play them all doing updates all those years. And I think I wish every broadcaster, you know, did as great a home run call as John Sterling. But when he got hit by that foul ball, that was really funny.
That was good.
Do you remember what he said? He said, ow. He said, there's a foul ball coming back up here. Ow!
Well, everybody knew what happened then.
No, he didn't say ow. He said, ow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was funny. That was funny.
You know what? I probably have to say the same thing. I don't know too many of John's calls because I, you know, wasn't a Yankee fan or didn't grow up a Yankee fan, but
That's an all-timer. So anyway, tonight, you and Jesse give a little extra shout-out to John
Sterling.
It'll
be me and Scans tonight. Jesse's on the he's on the dark side tonight.
He's on the TV side. All right, well, you and Scan, a little love for John Sterling. Have a good broadcast, Tony.
Thank you.
Catch up
with you
tomorrow.
Happy Jackie Robinson Day, everybody.
Yes, and happy Jackie Robinson Day with should go without not go without mentioning,
yes,
for sure.
Correct.
Everybody wears their number 42 tonight.
Tony. I just called him Joni. I'm all
Tony,
over the place.
So the quick pitch highlights make it impossible to follow your favorite fantasy players tonight because they're all going to be wearing number 42. Let's check some traffic before we get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.